WKNR.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
Don't tell me. It's Keener time again. I can't believe it. Am I ready for this? Are you ready for this?
WKNR presents
the Keener13.com podcast.
Welcome to a New Year's Day edition of the Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and this week we celebrate Keener New Year's number one. We'll play the top WKNR music guide hits for every New Year's Day, and we'll be joined by Keener legend Bob Green. Don't touch that dial.
Motor City Music, 1964.
Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you. Dear, loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I die, dear.
That's the first New Year's number one from January 1st, 1964. It's one of 22 Keener hits from the distinctive voice of Dionne Warwick.
WKNR
Music.
Keener 13.
I'm Scott Westerman from Keener13.com, the website that celebrates the music, the culture, and the history of our favorite Detroit radio station. And it's an honor for me to welcome, live to Hard Drive from his home in Houston, Texas, our special guest host, WKNR's Bob Green.
As we remember 40 years of Detroit radio, actually we are remembering Detroit radio 40 years ago. And there's one thing that I don't think we think of that often, because we talk about changes, and obviously our lives have changed so much since those days, since 5 years ago. You know, technologically, we have changed dramatically. And yet music hasn't really changed as much since 1965 as if you go back 40 years before 1965. If you go in the other direction, 40 years before Keener, you have, you know, Snooky Lanson and some foxtrots. You have this.
No, 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 no.
we go back from today to 1965, I mean, there still was Eric Clapton,
Del Shannon,
John Lennon,
and Shirley Ellis.
The name game. Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo Furley, Be Fine, Bo Merrily, Shirley. Lincoln, Bo Bingham, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo Fingan, Be Fine, Bo Mingan, Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say, Bo had a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F, third plane, then a B, phi, and a mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, Bobano, Bonana, Fana, Bobano, B, phi, mo, mono, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob dropped the B's, Bo, Bob, or Fred. Fred dropped the F's, Bo, Red, or Mary. Mary dropped the M's, Mo, Mary. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Tony.
Then Banana, Fanny, and Fo.
Banana, Fanny, Fo.
Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bony.
Then a fee, fi, and a mo.
Fee, fi, mo.
Then you say the name again with an M this time.
Bonnie.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony. Tony, Tony, bo, bony, banana, banana, bo, bony, fee, fi, mo, moni. Tony. Pretty good. Let's do Billy. Billy, Billy, bo, illy, banana, banana, bo, Billy, fee, fi, mo, milly. Billy. Very good. Let's do Marsha, Marsha, a little trick with Nick. Nick, Nick, Bo Big, Bo Nana, Banner, Bo Big, Be Fine, Mo Mick. Nick, the name game.
Motor City Music, WKNR.
Well, every January in Detroit means it's time for the annual auto show. And this year is no exception. But even though we get better gas mileage on today's automobiles, nothing could top the Stingrays, Jags, and GTOs from the golden age of muscle. It brings us back every summer at Dream Cruise time, and it always reminds me of this youngster from Hamtramck, a guy you know as Mitch Ryder.
Oh, C.C. Ryder, I said, see what you have done.
Ride.
Oh, I'm going
ride.
With my baby
ride.
And I won't be
ride.
Back to boy, yeah.
Ride.
Oh, I'm going
ride.
With my baby
ride.
Americana. Oh, see, rider. Oh, come on, see, baby, what you have done now. God, you made me love you. Nah, you're American.
See, rider.
Keener hit number one from January 1st, 1966 from O-Town native Billy Lavice, who took the stage name Mitch Ryder and became a rock and roll legend.
WKNR! Bob Green!
The very first hit for the Beatles in the UK, unlike the one in the US, was Love Me Do. And from a live on-air Keener interview with high school teens and George Harrison's sister Louise Harrison Caldwell, I think the jury was out.
Right back here.
Linda Starr, Riverside, when the Beatles first came out, well, did you like their singing at first?
The first time I ever heard them was in 1962, that first record, Love Me Do. And the very first time I heard it, you know, I thought, well, you know, it's really different.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement. Love me, baby!
And in addition to Love Me Do, the Beatles had 28 other records that charted on the WKNR Music Guide. In fact, Keener would play an important part in the Beatles' career on several occasions. And we have all the details online at Keener13.com.
Going home with WKNR, Keener 13.
Lots of fun to remember the Keener event at Olympia. They had to do press conferences all over the country, everywhere. Shea Stadium, of course, was the big one, but there wasn't such a small one at Olympia either. And we were there asking questions about the Beatles, and one of the things that we touched upon was who was the biggest influence or who were some of the influences on your music?
Guys, which artist or musical group do you think has most influenced your music?
Nicky Cuff. An early Elvis Presley.
In fact, the Detroit sound.
When Elvis was
in fact, yes.
In fact, yeah. Tamla Motown artists are our favorites. The Miracles. The Impressions. Marvin Gaye.
Tam.
Wells. The Excitement.
Major Lance. To name but 80.
And then afterwards, thought I'd touch another type of music and ask Paul. Paul, I know in the Keener press conference, you mentioned influences on your music, you know, beyond Carl Perkins. And, of course, Motown artists, which we were happy to hear about. What about folk-type, Dylan-esque artists today?
You know, we get influenced. We do write some songs a bit like it, but the thing is, by the time we recorded them, they don't sound anything like a folk record, because a folk record normally has either just got a guitar on it or, you know, sort of Dylan's records are mainly just sort of guitar, you know what I mean? So by the time we get more guitars, drums and what have you on it, it doesn't sound anything like a folk group.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing.
And of course that voice was the perfect vehicle for the profound message in all of his great music. Bob Dylan, incredible stuff. One other quick thing before we say ta-ta to the Beatles. The Beatles special on WKNR had a cut that I completely forgot about. And when I recently found this, I was in hysterics. And I think you'll find it kind of funny, too. We're talking Little Richard and how he believed, and not so modestly, he had a giant influence on the Beatles.
Well, when I met the Beatles, they just idolized my style. And they was doing all of my stuff. All of my tunes they was doing. I was like their hero, I would say, at the time. God forbid, not praising, giving no adoration to Little Richard, but all to God. The Beatles dug my style so much, and Paul was influenced so much by me. Paul is really the one that was really influenced by me in such a big way. And they said that if it wasn't for me, they would have never been in show business. My music inspired them to get their group together. And I also taught Paul this holler. Woo! I taught Paul that.
Woo! Gee, I don't know. Maybe I need some help there.
Oops. It's January 2nd, 1967. A television show about a rock and roll band is number one on WWJ-TV. And as the Monkees perform live at Olympia, they own Keener hit number one.
To make your mark in society, you're using all the tricks that you use on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines, the clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I say,
I'm not your stepping stone.
What a nigga.
I'm not your stepping stone.
This is Dick Burton on the air every morning on Keener from 5 until 9. Goodbye.
Fly the nonstop sound of Keener 13, 9 to noontime daily on the Ted Clark Show. Right, Stella?
You said it!
Hi there, this is Jerry Goodwin, noon to 3 daily on WKNR, the best thing that ever happened to the Bob Green Show.
Let's discuss that later in the Keener commissary, okay, Jer? The Bob Green Show, 3 to 7 p.m. with all the Keener hits, only to be continued on the
Scott Regan Show.
With much more music.
You squeak. Hello there. It's me, Rodney the Wonder Rodent. Reminding you to set your watch. It's 10 to 1 now.
Hello, everybody. Jim Jeffries all night long on WKNR.
And Paul Cannon, Saturdays on Keener 13 with nonstop
music. That's our middle name, WKNR.
Music.
Keener 13.
1968.
Can do
Philly
like I do.
another Keener New Year's number one from the Youngstown, Ohio band that covered the Isley Brothers tune about Dirty Dancing. That's the Human Beings with Nobody But Me. Along with Keener's Bob Green, I'm Scott Westerman, and this is our special New Year's edition of the Keener Podcast. If you haven't been to the website lately, you may have missed some recent additions to our AirCheck archive, including some very early WKNR sounds featuring Robin Seymour and some classic Woolly Burger from Gary Stevens. You can find it all in the AirCheck archive at Keener13, that's Keener13.com, the home of our favorite Detroit radio station.
They're the great guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, Keenan, and sign in, please.
Hi there, this is Dick Burton.
Hi, this is your mid-morning host, Ted Clark.
Hi, this is Jerry Goodwin.
Hey, what do you say? This is Bob Green.
Hi, Scott Regenberger.
Howdy, J. Michael Wilson, late at night.
Hi, Jim Jeffries here all night on Keener 1-3.
WKNR, Keener Radio.
Remembering back 40, 30 years, we did commercials a little differently in those days. We being Paul Cannon and myself. Paul Cannon was doing a commercial for somebody, and we had to have a phone number, and we were going to have a dialing of a phone as we said the phone number. And I was the dialer. I sat there with a phone. See, because we didn't have sound effects in the studio, so we had to do it live. Here it is.
Call now. Call the Babcock Company now at VE93500. That's VE9.
What's happening, Pussycat?
Dicka in air, Keener 13.
Das good.
Ah, ha, ha,
1969.
Oh, now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and clover. Oh, will she come walking over? Now I've been waiting to show her. Crimson and clover. Oh.
I'm
When Charlie Zimmer was growing up in Niles, Michigan, he worked at a record store with a young man named Tommy James, who would grow up to have 16 Keener hits. And how many of us remember slow dancing to Crimson and Clover, the number one song on January 1st, 1969? And now, another New Year's number one.
WKNR.
That ripoff from The Who's Pinball Wizard took a Dutch band to the top of the WKNR Music Guide on January 1st, 1970. It was the one and only appearance for The Shocking Blue. And Venus stayed on the charts in Detroit for 12 weeks.
A godness on a mountain top was burning like a silver flame. The summit of beauty and love, and Venus was her name. She's got it, yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus, I'm your fire and your desire. Well, I'm your Venus, I'm your fire and your desire.
Visiting Keener New Year's number ones, along with former WKNR production ace and program director Bob Green.
And one of the best things to revisit are some of the contest winners. Some of you, although this guy was our best winner, he'll be 114 years old this year.
It's happened again.
Oh, I didn't believe myself. In fact, it's unbelievable.
We have another winner.
Oh, I didn't believe myself. In fact, it's unbelievable. My name is Louis Markowitz of Detroit. I am 75 years old, and I am a great-grandfather. Also, a $208 winner in WKNR Keener Cash Game.
And how do you feel now, Mr. Markowitz?
Shocked.
1971!
When you think of the talent that was aggregated in the group that came to be known as the Beatles, it's easy to see how each of the four lads ended up as successful solo artists. But it was George Harrison whose music would come to be regarded as the most spiritual. George hit three times on Keener in 1971. My Sweet Lord and its flip side, Isn't It a Pity, were number one on New Year's Day. And by summertime, What Is Life was climbing the charts. He even lent a helping hand to Ringo Starr in his only WKNR solo single. When Ringo had his seven-week WKNR one-hit wonder, George's guitar riffs were also riding the waves on it don't come easy.
WKNR, AM and FM Dearborn, offices in the Sheridan Cadillac, Detroit.
Another thing that Detroit did, and Keener was involved, and we were very happy to be involved, in 1966 all the way through 71, Keener was heavily involved with ALSAC, Aiding Leukemia-Stricken American Children, and Danny Thomas's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, St. Jude, which I'm sure you've heard about. But at that time, Detroit was tops in the nation for 2 years. In other words, more money was coming out of Detroit to help these children and to help ALSAC than any other city in America, by far. In the early days, for a couple of years, Jerry Goodwin was the national chairman of ALSAC, had a lot to do. Scotty Regan took over the reins, and Detroit teens really got involved. Detroit teens like Beth Balock.
Talking to Beth Balock, who's a chairman. You've taken on quite a job as a chairman. What made you decide to take on all this work for ALSAC?
Well, last special? Year I was co-chairman. My girlfriend was chairman. Mm-hmm. So I took her place this year.
Mm-hmm. We can go back to last year then. What made you become a co-chairman last year?
I guess I just wanted to help people.
Keener 13 wants you to be part of a teen march. This is Bob Green asking you to call ALSAC now, 849-1860.
And in 1971, we did an ALSAC radiothon for the whole day, and many celebrities manned the phones for ALSAC, including Buddy Hackett.
Jackson 5 from WKNR 13, Never Can Say Goodbye Girl, I Don't Believe, who I have standing next to me right here at WKNR Studios, Mr. Buddy Hackett.
Oh, how are you? Well, how's it going? Are you getting in?
Hey, it's going well, but we've got to have a lot more calls, you know?
And sometimes people are bashful to give a small amount. And
that's right.
If so, they should just put in an envelope and mail it in without a name if they want.
Yeah.
If everyone sent 25 cents, you'd have $1 million. That's a lot to do.
You better believe it.
And Danny Thomas called me. He started this. This was a dream of his come true. He had a vision one night, and he was kneeling by his bed, and into his room came an angel and said, "Danny, I caught you at the 5100 Club in Chicago, and you were terrific, but I think it's time for you to get out of show business and do something worthwhile."
Oh, wow. Buddy, listen, thank you so much for coming by. Really, it's just so good of you to do this. And
listen, I'm going to go and sit by a phone for a few minutes.
Great. Will you call, Buddy?
And
fine.
If somebody wants to call me and...
Yeah, here's the number. Why don't you give them the number so they know where to call you?
Here, look, I'll get your lipstick right on your makeup mirror, all of you girls. 584-7011.
Great. Call Buddy now. Thank you, Buddy Hackett.
Big Keener, gonna treat you right. WKNR, Keener 13. Let's have some fun.
Memories of the music that made Detroit great. A little alliterative, sorry about that. Two very great talents of Motown got together in the late 60s and early 70s. And I gotta tell you, they made Keener Top 40 sound so fantastic. You couldn't hear this without falling in love all over again. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing.
Marvin and Tammy on the Keener Podcast, as introduced by our special guest host, Bob Green. You know, although he would deny it, there's probably no one else alive who contributed more to the Keener sound. The station sounded its best when Bob was there, and when we all gathered in Detroit for the last great Detroit radio reunion, it was Bob Green that everyone wanted to see. Ironically, he didn't make the trip. He and Sandy had to evacuate their Houston home to avoid one of the year's record number of hurricanes. But he created the content you've heard today as his contribution to the reunion show that was broadcast on WOMC. It was some of the greatest radio never heard until now. Bob, on behalf of all of us who continue to be inspired by your life's work, we honor you and we thank you.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
The WKNR era came to an end in April of 1972, and it was apropos that American Pie was the last Keener New Year's number one. Woven among the words of Don McLean's poetry is a virtual history of rock and roll. And for all of us at Keener13.com, that's what it's all about. It's hard to believe that it's been 4 years since Steve Schramm and I started this volunteer enterprise, but with the help of literally hundreds of Keener fans around the world, it's been a true labor of love. We hope that the fates will allow us to continue to bring you these Keener memories. In an era where radio risks losing its relevance, it's important to be able to hear examples of what made our beloved medium great. So as long as we're allowed, we'll bring it to you here at Keener13.com.
Bye. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." They were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
The preceding. Was a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or in part.
In whole or in part.
Without the written consent.